A new WBUR poll out this morning shows widespread dissatisfaction with transportation and its oversight. The poll of Greater Boston voters found more than two-thirds believe transit is worse than it was 5 years ago. And despite Governor Baker's enduring popularity, voters disapprove of how he's handling transportation, particularly the MBTA. Mass Inc. Polling Group President Steve Cazella conducted the poll for WBUR and joins us in the studio this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
So we should note that the poll came after the recent MBTA derailments. Given that, tell us how people are feeling in the wake of these issues, Steve.
Yeah, so people are seeing this as a serious problem. So we asked about whether or not it was we used the words crisis, major problem, minor problem, and about 80% see both traffic in the greater Boston region and the MBTA as issues that are either major problems or a crisis at this point. The other thing is that they really don't see that much progress that's been made. So you look back 5 years, we asked about improvements over the last 5 years just in terms of getting around the region as a whole and found that only about 4% think that things have gotten better. And then the MBTA, where so much time and so much attention has been focused, and found there that looking back to the snowstorms, the big snowstorms of 2015, only about 14% think that things have gotten better since then.
So you sense frustration.
Oh, definitely. Definitely frustration and concern, too. You know, and we've seen that show up in other polls as well. Frustration, concern, and just the sort of questions about, you know, what's being done and what can be done. We asked about Governor Baker's approval rating as far as handling transportation issues, handling the MBTA specifically, and found that there, 29% of people said that they, or 29% of registered voters, I should say, said that they approved of how Baker is handling the MBTA.
They approved or disapproved?
29% approve, and 52% said that they disapprove.
We should say that the poll was taken before Governor Baker announced plans this week to speed up improvements to MBTA infrastructure.
Absolutely, and also that it's specifically voters inside 128. So these are the voters who are most directly affected by the issues that are happening on the MBTA.
But those poor favorable ratings on transportation haven't shaken his overall approval ratings, have they?
No, they haven't, and that's very... very interesting is that he still has very high favorable numbers overall. So since he was elected, he's been the most or one of the most popular governors in America. And that really hasn't changed. He still has 69% of voters in this area, one of the more Democratic leaning areas of the state. 69% say that they view him favorably.
How do you account for that?
Well, it's something we've seen, I think, throughout his term that you know, there have been issues that people have been concerned about, particularly transportation issues, but also issues about things like, you know, the state police or, you know, other investigations that have happened. None of it has really seemed to affect Governor Baker's overall approval numbers or favorability.
All right. MBTA fares, they're set to go up on Monday. Mayor Walsh and others have called for a delay until the T gets back on track, but transportation officials are moving ahead with a fare hike. Voters feel about fares?
Yeah, voters by a 70% to 24% margin, so a very large margin, think that the fare hike should be postponed rather than just going into effect. And if it does go into effect, what people think will happen is the traffic will get worse. So 64% think that that's likely, and a pretty small number think that MBTA service will actually get better as a result.
All right, bigger picture. Do the recent problems with the MBTA have commuters reconsidering how they travel?
Well, that's one of the big questions is what ultimately happens with this in terms of how people travel on a day-to-day basis. And do people, you know, stick around? Do they look for new jobs? Do they look outside the region? These are all things that we've seen more and more people in our polling say that they're starting to do. They're starting to sort of eye the exits, so to speak. In this poll, we found just in terms of changing their commuting patterns within the city of Boston, 15% said that they have changed their commute in some way after the recent derailments. And another 6% are at least considering it. So those don't sound like big numbers, but when you think about it as sort of incremental traffic, that's a lot of more people potentially in cars and doing other things when what we'd like them to be doing is being on the T and not congesting the roads.
And a lot more people thinking about maybe leaving because the highways, of course, go in both directions. They come in, but they go out. And finally, what do the numbers say about how they want the problem fixed?
Well, that's the big question. So the state legislature, of course, and others have called for, you know, a discussion of new revenues. But in this poll, we find that at least a conventional set of revenues, we have less than half saying that they would support most of them. The only one that's currently under discussion with the majority support is the idea of the millionaire's tax. So a surcharge on incomes over $1 million. That one polled 69% support.
WBUR's Steve Cazella, president of the Massing Polling Group, which conducted the poll for WBUR. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Go to WBUR.org for the full results of the poll, which has a margin of error of 4.9%.